Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Golly bummers, good morning, good morning. Good morning, good morning. It is the Rise Guys, and it is Wednesday, January 16th, 2018. 19. I see if you're on your game. Actually, I was like sitting here looking at your finger trembling because you were like, when is he going to say the date so I can bang out this bell?
I know, I'm on the bell today.
Thank you for
on
that.
On the ball, too.
I appreciate that.
I'm on top of stuff.
I really do. Paige, good morning.
Good morning.
You're already amped up, I can tell, by the way. I can always tell what kind of mood Paige is in the minute she walks in the door.
I'm in a great mood today.
If you start the conversation, you're in a great mood. Mm-hmm. If you don't, you're behind or something, or you're not ready to talk quite yet.
Yeah, frustrated.
Today, though.
No, today I'm on it.
You sunshine today.
Everything was good. Everything's happy. So let's do it.
That's the attitude to have.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is. It's the way to walk in like a ray of sunshine. Fat boy.
What's up, puss?
Yep. Good morning.
And there's that guy.
How are you?
Classing up the joint, as always.
That guy.
Golly. Well, speaking of weather, let me hit the thunder sound effect off because today, sunshine, high 57. Right now, it is clear and 28 degrees in Greer, South Carolina. It's going to be a nice one today. Although, if you listen inside the house before you go outside and you live in the upstate, go ahead and turn your car on and put your defrost on or get ready to, you know. Because, I mean, if you're listening to it live, at least.
Yeah, if nothing else, get in the car 5 minutes early so you got time to melt off.
It's a thick frosting.
Yeah.
Thick
really
frosting.
Really thick.
It's the way I like my cakes.
Mm-hmm. Thick frosting all over it.
Yeah. Yeah, why not?
Thick icing.
Icing. Bring us down a note, but I did want to mention this yesterday, and I didn't, just because we got going or whatever. My uncle passed away.
Oh.
Yes.
That's sad.
Yes. Yes, it is. And his funeral's today, and I can't go because it's... I mean, you can't really pick the... I don't know if you can pick the time on funerals.
To some extent, yeah.
To some extent, I guess. But it's closely to right after the show, and can't get out there unless you want to take me, Jimmy. But
I'll give you a ride if you want to go. I'll stay with you.
Yeah, well, it's literally right after that meeting starts is when that funeral starts.
Okay. We could push that meeting to tomorrow. We got all the sway. We got all the pull.
My Uncle Sonny.
Yeah.
Raymond Rutledge. Sonny was his nickname, but Raymond Rutledge.
Okay.
He worked for many, many, many years at Home Light and Greer, and he was a good, good man. Real good, good man. Just a simple guy, but... And when I say that, that's no slight, but he was just a... I think his nickname was Sonny because he was always smiling. Like, mm-hmm. Really, I do. He was always real good to Grace. I remember when she was a kid, every time he'd see her, he'd reach into his pocket and pull out a dollar bill and hand it to her.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like he was made out of money or anything. It was just like, you know.
That's that good older Southern man stuff they do.
And she's 16, well, almost 16, 16 here in a few days. And, like, you can tell with teenagers, too. Like, when I told her, I said, Uncle Sonny passed away, I could see the sadness on her face.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so that, not that you want to bring sadness to people when you pass away, but... You want them to maybe be affected by it, not to just brush it off and say, oh, okay, oh, whatever. You know what I'm saying? But he was a good, good guy, and his son, Michael Rutledge, good guy. We kind of came up at the same time. But anyway.
What happened to you?
What happened to me? Oh, Lord. Took the road less traveled.
Okay. That's the road more traveled. What are you talking about?
More traveled. Yeah. I don't know.
Gridlock on that road.
Yeah. But so anyway, season 16, episode 2.
Yeah, we made it.
I'll keep up with that for like 2 weeks and then forget about it.
Well, rest in peace, Uncle Sonny.
You know what somebody told me? Yes, thank you for that. You know what somebody told me yesterday?
What's that?
Talking about yesterday was our 16th anniversary or birthday. There was a whole hubbubaloo going on about that. Was it birthday or anniversary? I like birthday because it makes it sound younger.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody said, you know what I'm very sure of it, actually. Smaller companies, what they do. And it's probably female-based companies, I would imagine.
Yeah.
They do workiversaries. So what on a let's say, for instance, Paige got hired on January 16th, whatever year. Today, we would have a lunch at around lunchtime where everybody would come together and then celebrate basically the birthday of Paige's hire date, a workiversary.
That's fun.
And I was like sitting there and I'm hearing it from Caitlin and I'm like, holy crap. Well, this is another thing that white women have come up with. Another day that they've invented. From the makers of Friendsgiving comes workiversaries.
Oh, boy.
It's just crazy.
Those people.
A lunch to celebrate your hire date.
Yeah. Yeah, that Friendsgiving is stupid because Thanksgiving should just be spent with the people you like and not these people you're related to, but you don't really like them that much.
So from the makers?
Thanksgiving as you want it. But yeah,
that's of course. We've kind of molded that a little bit over the last few years, at least, talking about how Thanksgiving should be with who you give thanks for.
Yeah.
Truly, you know, true. Unless they got to go to their family's house.
We've attempted to in vain, is what I would say about that.
From the makers of Galentine's Day.
Yes.
Oh, that's true.
Comes workiversaries.
Galentine's.
Yeah, I've heard of workiversaries, but
really, I'd never heard of that in my life. Workiversaries.
I don't know when the first day I was here was.
The first day, well, that's true. That's just the actual Rise Guys workiversary.
Yeah,
I don't know that either.
I have no idea.
I don't know yours or mine.
I don't know anybody's.
Fat Boy, do you know the first time you ever went on the radio, like the date you went on the radio?
No, I just remember the full-time date.
Do you know the year?
Which was the full-time date was July 9th of 2009.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember 2009 for sure.
Do you know the year?
I think 2006, maybe.
But you're not sure on the year either?
No.
God bless.
I have to go back and look at the CD.
My first year was 1998.
Mm-hmm.
Still in high school.
No.
Well.
I turned 14 that year.
Shut up.
Turned 14 in December of that year.
Do you remember the day?
The 10th.
Yeah. Do you remember your birthday? Is that what you just asked him? Jeez Louise.
Sure do. Hell yeah. Say something embarrassing real quick.
Yes, please. Please.
I was watching a movie last night. And I was scared.
Was like, it The Shining?
No, it was The Autopsy of Jane Doe, man. That creeped me out.
God. The title alone.
Sitting there in the dark watching it, but...
Was it a doc?
No. It's just a little scary movie. But well, one of the main guys in it is Brian Cox, who's... O'Hagan from Super Troopers.
He used to play for the Bears?
No, not him.
Oh. Hannibal Lecter.
O'Hagan from Super Troopers.
Oh.
So he's
playing a serious role or is it a...
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
He's got that O'Hagan voice from Super Troopers. I'm like, oh, I'm not going to be able to get into this as a scary movie because I'm just going to keep thinking this dude's O'Hagan. I'm going to be like, where's Farva? Where's Rabbit? Team Ramrod. But then
Team
I
was Ramrod,
sitting there in
yeah.
the dark, and I guess I just got way into it because about halfway through the movie, I get up to go to the bathroom. And when I came out of the bathroom, I was terrified to walk down the hall because it was dark behind me and there's open doors down there.
Yeah.
So I called my dog.
You called your dog into the bathroom where you just took a dump?
No, I just had the door open.
Oh.
I had the bathroom door open, and I left the bathroom light on. Because usually when I leave the bathroom in the house, I turn the light off, then open the door because I do things backwards. But yeah, I'm standing there in the bathroom doorway looking both ways, up and down the hallway. I'm 34. I'm looking both ways. I'm like, Inga, Come here, Bubba. So I called my dog, and she comes in like, hey, what's up? I'm like, hey, I just called you so you'd walk back to the living room with me so I'm not scared something's going to jump me from behind.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
I'm 34, man.
What was the autopsy of Jane Russell?
Jane Doe.
Jane Doe?
Yeah. They didn't know who she was.
Yeah, that makes sense. Well, so what the... Don't give it away, but you got me here. Because I added the other movie you told me to watch. I put it on my queue.
Hereditary?
Yeah.
That's a good one, yeah.
If you if Nine recommends a horror movie, watch it.
It's really good.
Unless it's a doc, and then it's gross.
Hereditary is great. The Autopsy of Jane Doe is interesting, but I can't really tell you much about it.
Okay.
But it's basically it's in Virginia, and the county coroner and his son are doing the medical examiner's work, and they come upon a crime scene, and there's this Jane Doe in there. Nobody knows who it is.
So then does it, like, go back and then figure out, and then at the end of the movie, you're back to them figuring out who killed Jane Doe?
It doesn't go back in time or anything. You don't have any flashback scenes. It's just them in the funeral home doing the autopsy.
Wow.
The whole thing for, like, 85 minutes or so. Oh. Good little movie, though. Well, yeah. Like, well done. Well directed, certainly.
The Hereditary is not too over the top, right? It's worth watching because I read the spoiler.
Why do you see? That's the problem with you. Why do you do that? Why is that, fat boy?
Because that's how I know if it's good.
To find out the end, not like a critic review on Rotten Tomatoes or anything, but you actually read the plot, the end, the whole deal, and then decide if you want to watch it.
He's watching backwards.
I'll read the whole thing.
I guess it's like reading a book and then seeing the movie, but this is not in book format to read.
I'll read the whole thing and see, you know, I'll go back and see how it plays out. Like, how does it look? How does the end look?
Yeah. How close is it when you read these endings to the actual ending that's... Because this is still somebody's perception of the movie when they write it out.
If you did that with this movie I watched last night, it would destroy the entire experience for you.
God, oh, really? So many of it, like...
A lot of good movies.
You ever see The Village?
No, I heard of that one.
Oh, yeah.
But you know what happened, don't you? Because you probably read it.
Is that a Shyamalama Ding Dong movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's the one where the plants kill people, right?
No, that's Cloverfield.
I watched two of his this week because I'm going to go watch Gleiss.
He's good at dropping little secrets out there.
The Happening, wasn't it, with the plants?
That's Cloverfield. I thought was the big plant. That, well, you never found out what it was.
Yeah. That wasn't a Shyamalan movie, Cloverfield.
It was not?
It was not.
God, all this time I thought it was.
Wasn't it J.J. Abrams?
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Okay. Star Trek guy.
What do we know?
At this point, Mary knows more about Hollywood than I do. Yeah. I mean, she does. Idris Elba. I like
He's
her.
Hot.
Him.
That's Stringer Bell, Matthew. I'm watching War.
See, you know what? That's the other thing. I'm so welcoming of Nine's recommendations for movies, but yet when I'm sitting here saying, dude, watch this or... Watch Haunting of Hill House. You seem so... What's the opposite of receptive?
I have that on my list. I just haven't watched it yet.
It's good.
How far deep is this list of yours? Eventually, stop adding to the list.
Hundreds.
God.
Hundreds.
It's like your old wall of VHS tapes, or DVDs, rather.
People recommend stuff all the time that I need to watch or I should watch. Or you need to watch this. I'm like, I need to watch it? That's a strong word, need. Need's a strong word. But... You know what I mean? Like, you need to watch this?
Are you really horny?
This is important to me as water and oxygen. Oh, I need this. This is like food.
You need this in your life.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed with this. Love, 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 love. Well, I suggest that you watch Haunting of Hill House.
I will. I'll watch it soon. I'll probably watch that this week. I'm taking a break from playing Red Dead after 4 months, so now I've just been watching horror movies because they're my favorite.
Hey, Arthur. But yeah, and do me a favor too. Also, start Surviving R. Kelly because I want to talk about that. But I need you to. You already know the story, and I'm not like trying to sell this to you, but like you don't know that story.
I think I'll just be bored though because I don't really care.
Well, okay. About R. Kelly. I want to talk about it before the end of the week.
We can talk about it. Like, tell me about it.
Well, I don't want to yet because Fat Boy started it yesterday.
Okay,
I'll tell you something.
You guys tell me about it.
I'll finish it if you want to talk about it, but it's not good, and I'm too in. It's the same thing. This happened, this happened. Next person, this happened, this happened. Next person, this happened, this happened. It's all the same story.
But is you're not shocked by each one? And if well, okay.
Not really, after, you know, hearing all the rumor and then just like finally seeing the stories.
Whoa, boy.
He's awful.
It's okay. Well.
But he's cool because I like his music, so I believe him.
Six episodes?
Oh, my gosh.
I'm kidding.
Yes, six episodes.
So roughly 6 hours? Are they each an hour?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's on Lifetime. I can't do it.
Yeah, it's on demand.
360 minutes long. Can't do it. Can't do it, man. 360 minutes. I can't do
watch
it.
Watch a couple at least. At least to refresh yourself with the, because like a lot of that, you know, you're probably basing on Chappelle's show. I mean, you might be like the way. Yeah, I mean, really. Like when I watched the Monica Lewinsky deal.
That was good.
That was good. But a lot of the stuff that, like, I was basing history on Saturday Night Live. Mm-hmm. Like, certain things that never really happened, you know?
Yeah.
It's kind of get a good refresher course on history, you know, before they change it and all.
Yeah, I mean, I know all about his sex cult and all that stuff.
This will make you angry at other people around them.
Boy, you ain't kidding. You ain't kidding. But anyway, we digress, right? Digress. We got a whole lot of stuff planned today. I mean, coming, I almost... This is like walking up to bat after somebody hit a grand slam home run after yesterday's show. It was awesome. Yesterday's show, if you didn't podcast the whole show from yesterday, if you didn't, you can text podcast, PODCAST, to 72341. It was a 4-star. It was a 5-star.
It was fun, yeah.
It was real good.
I hit 6 stars at one point.
Yeah. Hopefully we can bottle that magic up. Also today, we are going to be giving away more Papa Roach tickets along with the P1 payoff. That's $1,000 once an hour starting at 7 a.m. Fat Boy will give you a keyword. You'll text it to 72881 if you want to win $1,000 cash. And then part of the reason yesterday's show was so awesome was two reasons. One, Truth and Consequences, which will re-premiere later, but also Brittany from Morganton.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Who,
she's a star.
She is a star. She will have a hopefully some retribution today. Hopefully so. But we're going to have some fun. We'd love to hear from you. 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093. You can text us 72341. Paige, what is up in the Plex?
Well, we have to talk about these nocturnal bloodsuckers that are found all across the country. Are they all over Greenville? You'll find out next in your Rise Guys headlines.
You're not talking about vampires, are you?
I don't know, am I?
All right, I'm asking you a question.
Nocturnal bloodsuckers. Vampires or that?
Mm-hmm. You'll find out.
Like the guy
on
Live PD. Have you had anything to drink tonight, sir? I don't know, have I? All right, we'll get into that and much, much more in your Rise Guys headlines. Good morning, everybody. Morning.
Here's Madman 9. Fat Boy.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Planet rocks.
It's Rise Guys headlines with Paige and her big old hoo-has.
Good morning, everyone. Oh. Good. Everybody's in a good mood. Well, let's talk about something very scary. Nocturnal bloodsuckers that are feeding on humans across the country.
Are you talking about the Rothschilds?
No, we're talking about bed bugs.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. So there's an annual list of bed bugs in every city. We did move up on the list of the top 20, but we're not in the top 10. But another...
We, South Carolina?
We, meaning South Carolinians. Okay. And good to know that we're not in the top 10, but Atlanta has made it to the top 10. Or
Atlanta?
At number 9.
Atlanta?
I could see that.
So we've moved up a little bit on the list. We placed at 18.
Isn't it crazy to think that Atlanta is the world's busiest airport? Or is it Dallas?
No, it's Atlanta.
It's Atlanta. Isn't that crazy to think?
Yeah. Such a hub. Is it because Delta's the biggest?
I guess.
I guess, but they were showing the whole with the government shutdown stuff yesterday, the lines down there. It's like,
crazy.
I would just rent a car and planes, trains, and automobiles, that thing.
So if you're wondering...
Kids, that was a movie in the 80s.
With bed bugs in North Carolina, Charlotte, it placed at number 19. So y'all aren't so, you know...
Yeah, you're not so good.
Yeah, but you need to know that bed bugs are capable of populating anywhere because a female lays about 500 eggs.
Oh, my God.
So this is what happens is, you know, you can be a tidy person, but you can still get bed bugs because they get on purses and other things and attach to it, and then they'll end up in your house.
Tidy.
Or if you, you know, like from school, your kids can bring them home from being at other people's houses. Or if you buy maybe some used furniture, some used goods from other places, and, you know, bed bugs can be in there, especially purses.
Well, Paige, I know what you're thinking.
What?
That bedroom suit you're getting from me is completely bed bug free.
Well, you guaranteeing that?
I guarantee it.
Okay.
Because I'm excited about it.
Don't run a blue light over it. Don't you dare.
I trust you.
She's really getting a bedroom suit.
I am. Okay.
But
it's all good. Yeah. So.
I never did anything on that bed. It's a different bed.
Well, I'm glad.
It's a different time.
Yeah. Okay. So the city that has the most on this list is Baltimore. Followed by Washington, D.C., then Chicago, and then fourth place, Los Angeles.
In Washington, D.C., I mean, I've never been there, but it's the District of Columbia. It's a very small place, right? So this is based on, like, square mileage also.
In terms of mileage, it is, yeah, it's small, but it's, I mean, it's a lot of people there.
Well, there, yeah. What are all those people doing? Like, that whole city has to, like, almost shut down. No? Because you think everybody that... No? Because everybody that would work in Washington, D.C., somehow, it would all be tied in to the government.
Yeah, a lot of it is, yeah.
Wow, it's like a ghost town, I bet.
Yeah, it's 68 square miles, Washington, D.C.
Yeah. I bet it is like a ghost town.
Yeah, so
I got a train going up the side of the mountain.
Well, just think about it. If you have them in your home and they attach to your belongings, and you get on a train or something like that.
Oh yeah, it's like lice.
Yeah, it is. So,
oh, now, if you're a parent, you still got one of them little combs there in the drawer somewhere, just in case.
Got to get rid of the bugs. That's for sure.
Yeah, that and then ticks. I had a tick one time when I was a kid.
Oh, did you pour gasoline on your head?
No, my mom called Mary, called the doctor, and he said to save it and bring it in.
Really?
Are you twitching right now or are you winking at me?
No, you said you had a tick.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. Well, that was good. See, if we were on TV, the brilliance we'd have.
Yeah.
But he wanted, and I guess maybe at that time there was some kind of major disease associated with ticks.
Lyme disease or something.
Maybe at that point, early 80s or whatever, but... I always thought that was weird that he wanted to see the tick.
I used to get them sometimes. Just walking around in the woods with my grandpa.
It's easy to get those.
Yeah, they're around. I never got anything from them that I'm aware of.
Them and chiggers.
I've had to.
I hate those
things. Mm-hmm.
I've checked my dogs, and then no one's checked me, and then someone luckily found one on my shirt. It could have been in my bag.
A chigger?
No, a tick. A tick. Yeah, because I usually check the dogs when we go maybe walking or hiking. But then I didn't check myself.
Oh. Well, you have to before you wreck yourself.
Yeah, you should. Do. You should just, make sure that you're okay. But as far as bed bugs, you just got to be careful. Make sure that, if you're getting books or something from, I'm not going to say a particular area because I don't want to say that they're infested, but make sure that you
don't buy books from Baltimore. I'll say it.
Just if you buy anything used, make sure that you... look for droppings or little brown things crawling around them because they will bite you. And I looked at the picture on the bites. Yeah. They're pretty big. They're not as big as mosquito bites, but they're red and an infestation of something. And if that's biting you at night, that would be terrifying if you had your kids in bed.
Can bed bugs climb walls?
I'm sure they can.
Great.
Ooh.
That's upside great down. News.
Yeah, they get around.
Oh, really brother. Big.
They get up there and they spin their heads around. Look at you on top
I'm
of the
just
wall.
Saying that the wall would also help keeping the bed bugs out.
They're like Beetlejuice.
Oh, yeah. When I was a kid, my mom bought a desk one time from a thrift store.
Oh.
I won't say which one, but back in the day, there were only a couple in Greenville in like 1990. So it ain't too hard to figure out. But she checked it out at the store and everything was fine. We get it home. My God, there were 18,000 water bugs in that thing.
Oh.
It's like when we got it home and she opened up the top, they just came pouring out.
No.
Yeah. Droves of them, man. I thought it was cool because I was like, fire. I was like, creepy crawlers, awesome.
Oh,
I'm going to bake them in my little easy bake oven that's for boys. Make bugs in it.
Put the little mold in it.
Uh-huh.
You scare people with a scorpion that's like neon green and orange.
Yeah.
Because that looks real.
Hmm.
Coming from the guy who thought hired killers was a van that was coming to kill him.
Yeah, I was the same age, believe it or not.
All right. Well, lastly, Rihanna is suing her own dad for exploiting their last name. She trademarked her name because she's got some products out, a beauty line, and her Savage X Fenty lingerie collection, which her name is Fenty, her last name. And she says her
name's Rihanna Fenty?
Mm-hmm. So Rihanna says that Ronald Fenty and another man started a talent agency in 2017 called Fenty Entertainment and have been falsely posing as Rihanna's manager in order to attract clients. Okay. And she's also saying that he's trying to trademark the name for a line of boutique resorts. So no wonder why she's kind of upset about that if she trademarked her name and then he's doing kind of, I don't think it's similar products, but...
Well, it's his name, too. I mean, it is. As a matter of fact, she wouldn't have it without him, because it's his name.
It was his name first. Yeah, he had it first.
Well, the whole thing about her manager and having a talent agency, that's, you know, that's kind of her line of work. But the
grandparents
stuff,
should be suing both of them.
Yes, they should all be dragged into court.
Mm-hmm.
Who, I agree with that, Matt. The grandparents have a case.
They should.
Yeah.
They're the Fenties.
Hmm.
Rihanna, yeah, see, it's better she just went by one name. Rihanna Fenty.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Ella. Yeah. Wouldn't have worked as well.
Mm-mm.
It wouldn't have worked as well.
Wow.
Thank you.
All right. Well, we'll wonder if they speak after this.
Who the knows? Bed bugs?
Well, all the
all the Fentys.
The Fentys. I yes. You know, if you have a talking bed bug, I would run.
Well, both are parasites.
Don't you get a Fenty from Starbucks, Matt?
A Venti.
Oh.
Yeah. Venti Latte. Mm-hmm. La-di-da.
All right, then. I'm Paige. Those are your Rise Guys headlines.
Fantastic, as always. FluBu, what is going on in sports today?
You seen this Trevor Lawrence meme floating around social media?
Which freaking one?
The one about the patriotic American quarterback.
No.
That big one going around.
No, I really I'm not on Facebook. I don't see all the good memes anymore.
Well, it's everywhere.
Yeah, it did blow up. Well, but it still is for some reason.
Yeah. We'll set the record straight. Is it real or not? I have the answer.
If you didn't realize it wasn't real as soon as you saw it, you might not be bright.
Hey, there's a lot of those out there. Might shock you.
A girl
coming
I
up
went
in
to
seven and a half minutes.
Wet Wilkie, when he went through the parade, he was on that orange Clemson Jeep.
Mm-hmm.
And the girl I went to high school with, that was her Jeep. Callie Miller. She was in the Jeep. Blonde-headed girl.
She just gave it up?
Well, I mean, he didn't get to keep it, but they drove it while he was sitting in the back. That was her Jeep.
How does that work? Just get to sign up and say I want to be in a parade.
She's known down there for her Jeep. She's a big fan at Callie Miller. All right, we'll get into that and much, much more in your Rise Guys headlines. Morning, everybody.
The Radio.com app is the official new home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into the Rise Guys Morning Show on 93.3 The Planet.
Rocks.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Floating all around social media, there's a meme of my man Trevor Lawrence. Just shows a picture of him in his football shirt. And I'll tell you what it says. It says...
go ahead, because I'm going to go.
Yeah, you'll find it. This is according to what they're saying Trevor Lawrence said. The meme says, President Trump got all our favorite foods. It was the best meal we ever had. Then we go and see the coastal elite media trashing it for not being organic vegan. We're football players, not bloggers. This was a perfect blue-collar party. End quote.
Yeah, I see it. Did he say it?
He did not say it.
He did not say it.
It's fake. He took to Twitter yesterday. He said, I never said this, by the way. I don't know where it came from.
Wow. I tell you what, the picture yesterday of that, I think it was an Associated Press photo, all those guys, I mean, you got to think, first, they just won the national championship. B, they're in the White House. C, I don't care politically how they stand, but they are all smiling ear to ear. Yeah. I mean, like, everybody's like, oh, they had to get... And then other people on social media were like, you should have gave them Chick-fil-A. They're from the South. Dude, that's like saying, ooh, I hope it's 80 degrees when I go to New York at Christmas. Yeah. No, you want snow.
Well,
you get it all the time down here.
You don't see it at McDonald's all the time down here. And Burger King.
I'm not. That's what I'm saying. There's no argument against McDonald's.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, McDonald's is all over the world.
Like, you said
people
it.
In Nairobi eating McDonald's right now.
You said it great, Jimmy, yesterday, that Trump should have been, even if he had only cooked a few of them, to be out there on the White House lawn or even wherever with a grill, with a chef's hat on, with a big American flag on it or eagle or whatever.
No matter, bright red chef's hat with MAGA on it.
MAGA on it and sitting there flipping burgers.
We're going to kiss the cook apron.
Melania could be there serving lemonade.
Mm-hmm. It would be beautiful. But yeah, I mean, I'd be, dude, if I would be smiling ear to ear if I was ever eating some McDonald's burgers, grabbing McNuggets out of a sterling silver gravy boat. Yes, I would be laughing my ass off at that. Like, I'm picking up a filet of fish off a silver platter that Abraham Lincoln used to eat food on.
No kidding. Like, George Washington probably ate, like, a flounder that he caught himself off that sterling silver platter, and now there's a quarter pounder on it.
Yeah.
I didn't see the
meme. It's America, though. Get over it, everybody.
Come on.
It's who we are.
I didn't see the meme till yesterday. I put a funny picture up about Trevor Lawrence, but his head was a whopper throwing a football, and then somebody put it up. Did you see this? And it was an argument on my Facebook page. So I had to delete the picture.
Oh, my God.
Yep. I guess the best thing about it is he tweeted it. He's verified on Twitter. Me too, so he'll see me harassing him. It'll jump right to the front.
Do you like everything that that Trevor posts?
It was that mentions. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I go back and unlike it and like it again just to refresh it.
I like the Healy portrait of Lincoln is sitting there behind him, with his hand on his chin, looking at him, McDonald's or eat their McDonald's.
He wishes Abraham Lincoln does that he could have had McDonald's.
He never did.
I know he didn't live to see it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll share you another funny tweet.
Yeah,
this one's from the POTUS himself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he said a great being with the national champion Clemson Tigers last night at the White House. Because of the shutdown, I served them massive amounts of fast food. I paid over 1,000 hamburgers, etc.
Hamburgers. Look, this isn't a political statement. I like Trump, okay? This is me just talking. But somebody get him Grammarly.
Get him.
I mean, he, like, protect him. For real.
Yeah. I don't like him, but he's funny. When you're talking about the bad hombres and the caravan full of bad dudes. Fill it full of bad dudes.
He has a way with words.
Yeah.
But to misspell, like, if you're going to sit there and make sure his hair looks as perfect as it does, and it does, do not protect him with his tweets and the spell checks, at least. Not the content, the spell checks.
Oh, you see Burger King trolling him about that?
No, what did
they
say?
They
tweeted yesterday. It's funny, man. Due to a large order placed yesterday, we're all out of hamburgers. Just serving hamburgers today.
Oh, my God. Now, is that real?
Yeah, that was really on theirs.
Wow.
Well,
they really were out of hamburgers.
Trump could be, they could be showing them up. There's another dinner possibly in the works.
That's funny.
The invitation has been extended to the Clemson football team.
The Chick-fil-A cows should have been out there protesting in front of the White House.
This person tweeted, I want to show Clemson Tigers and POTUS how champs are supposed to be treated. Y'all welcome to come by the QC headquarters anytime. Dab and Dabo still, hashtag go dogs. That was, you may call him Quavo. You may call him Quavo.
Quavo!
He's a Georgia fan, but he said he would host Clemson if they would have come down for
dinner. Will the other Migos be there with him?
I don't know if
Offset tweet him?
Take off? That's funny. Look, take them all. Yeah. Take all the meals.
Will Michael Will made it be there? Big Sean?
Big Sean.
Hey, Bo.
Leave you with this real quick, man. This is all.
Skeet-skirt.
Did you hear about former Yankee John Wetland?
Oh, by the way, I just want to extend the invitation that before you get to the John Wetland story, if the Clemson Tigers want to come to the radio station to visit, we will get them all the Jack in the Box tacos they can eat.
Boom.
All of them.
It's on me.
Ooh, gross. So they'd have to eat them off you?
No. We get them some the paper plates. Not the styrofoam plates, but the paper ones that stick together.
So it's going to be like naked sushi.
Yeah.
Someone got a new deal. John Wetland has been arrested and charged with continuous sex abuse of a child under the age of 14.
God.
Yeah, 52 years old.
He was the MVP of the World Series.
Yep.
Jeez Louise.
Former All-Star pitcher.
It matters just for question purposes. Was it his own child?
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if that comes out because of the age. But he's out on $25,000 bond.
Get some help. If that thought's ever crossed your mind, get some help. You will mess people up.
Yeah. This is Rise Guy Sports.
Oh, man. I don't end like that. Golly, okay. That's awful.
Bob Costas left NBC. That's another sad story. The GOAT. Costas is a legend.
I thought you were going to talk about the Alshon Jeffrey Super Tecmo Bowl meme.
I didn't see that. Oh, man.
You got to Google it. They take the thing from the Eagles game and they turn it into Super Tecmo Bowl.
He should have caught it. Went right through his hands.
Yeah, that's great.
Did you see?
I'll find that and tweet that and link it out.
Real quick, did you see Wonder Boy sign the fight?
No.
He's tentatively going to fight Anthony Pettis in what should just be a hell of a good striking match.
Would that be a UFC fight?
Yeah. That Wonder Boy will win, by the way.
Good. Stack him up.
Yeah.
Who's the guy that he kept calling out? He called him out on our show and no response. Who was that?
Robbie Lawler. He really wants to fight Robbie Lawler. He really wants to fight Ruthless Robbie Lawler. And he really wanted to do it in Greenville, but apparently not.
Quit being a puss, Lawler. Take the fight.
Yeah. Come on. Yeah, that Greenville.
You'll fight Jerry the King, too. Be a handicap match.
Yeah, that's not nice. He's disabled. All right, we'll take a little break. We'll come back. We got $1,000 for you in 3, 2,
the planet.
Tickle it just a little bit.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.